And when you hear the sound of the bell, let the sound itself, as it fades, bring you back to yourself. I'm going to strike it 3 times in the beginning. The sound of the bell brings us immediately to our body. We can feel the strands of scattered awareness gathering in to the body. You feel the feet on the floor, the rear end on the chair. Very gently lifting and opening the spine, reaching the back part of the top of the head toward the sky, relaxing and opening the shoulders and the heart area. So that we can feel from the inside the inherent dignity and beauty of the upright human form. Just feeling our body. Feeling especially our hands, whether they're folded in the lap or on the knees, thighs, palms up or down. Probably you can feel the pulsing of life in your hands and fingertips. Just bring some peace to the body. Now notice the breathing. You can feel the breathing. Cool coming into the nostrils, you can feel it in the chest, opening you up, and you can feel it especially low in the belly, connecting you through the human body to the earth. And breath comes from the earth through you, returns to the earth from you. Breathing in a beautiful, deep and slow breath, awakening your life, and breathing out a beautiful slow breath, which literally lets go of everything that you don't need anymore to make room for the next breath coming in. Breathing in. Aware of breathing in. Breathing out. Aware of breathing out. This beautiful succession of embodied breathing. Every breath suffusing the whole body with fresh life and with release and peace. And the breathing is itself alive. You don't need to make yourself breathe. You breathe anyway. Your breathing is taking care of you. It has from the first, and it will till the last, breath by breath. And now just notice that there is awareness here. You're aware of the breath. You're aware of the body. Maybe you're aware of the space around the body. And maybe in the mind comes a thought, a memory, a sensation in the body. Things come to awareness and they fall away. Something else comes. Just try to stay present with the flow of awareness. Using the breath and the feeling of the body to anchor you in the present moment. Gently coming back. Always. To simply being here. So I like to think of meditation as a kind of non-meditation. Just sitting here with the simple, concrete fact of being alive. What's being alive? It's being embodied, there's no body, no life. It's breathing. No breathing, no life. And it's awareness. No consciousness, no life. And simply sitting, paying attention to body, breath, and awareness. We're sitting with the feeling, literal, concrete feeling of being alive. And everything in this human world depends on that we are alive. All of our joy, all of our anguish comes because we're alive. And it's a kind of ineffable miracle that we are alive. But we take it for granted. We don't notice it. We are spun around by our desires and our hopes and our fears. But no matter what's going on, this living, this life is going on. It takes care of itself. It's coming and it's going, moment after moment after moment, and every one of us shares it in exactly the same way, along with every animal, every living thing, and even the rocks and the soil and the air. Breathing in, breathing out. Beginning and ending. Sunrise, sunset, moment of time. A moment of time and a moment of time.